Derek Warren here with Nicole Morrison in the FEM County Chamber. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, June isn't quite as busy as May was, I know, but it is summertime now, not officially, but unofficially after Memorial Day.
Yes.
It's starting to feel like summer now at the very least.
I know, and June and July slow down a little bit for us, so it's nice to have a little break, but it really just leads us into, busy end of the year.
Oh, yeah. Well, always, and people are always going to be out and about during the summertime.
Yes.
You've got kids out as well. So what different events do we have coming up for this month?
So our first one for June is Friday, June 6th. And this is our Chamber Scholarship Luncheon. This has been happening. Well, they've had the scholarship since 1996. And we've been doing the lunches just to honor and recognize the students who have received them. So that's on Friday, June 6th at the Holiday Inn Effingham from 12 to 1. And we'll be recognizing 12 individuals. So that's, I don't think we've given away that many scholarships in a while. So it's 12 $1,000 scholarships. So
that's awesome. And they all deserve the recognition.
Yes,
definitely.
So. Yes. And that one is, people can donate to the scholarship fund, but it's also our different events like the Fall Social and Effingham Jam Barbecue. Proceeds from those events go back into the scholarship fund.
That's cool.
Yes.
The local events go into something so good like that. And 12 lucky people get a $1,000 scholarship.
Yes.
So is it for specific schools or just whichever
one
that
you choose? As long as you're in Effingham County.
Okay.
So, and you can be, and it doesn't have to be that you're going, like it can be the high schools in Effingham County or if you lived in Effingham County, but it's high school seniors or students who are already in college who just need a scholarship too. So.
Yeah, it applies all
over. Yeah, or if you're pursuing further education and you're older, like an adult, then you can apply for that as well, too.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. And help kids get their education, much needed. So
yeah.
Hearing about that.
Our thing is like the ham jam, we're like, we're doing it for the kids, you know?
Yeah.
Even though they're adults, but we do it for the kids.
Hey, you got to get the younger kids.
Yes,
that way.
Yes.
There we go. All right, so that's coming up on June 6th, so mark your calendars for that one.
Mm-hmm.
What's coming up later on in the month?
So our Downtown Effingham Business Group, they are hosting a free downtown movie night on Friday, December 20th, in partnership with the Heart Theater, and then I know we have quite a few sponsors downtown, and just Effingham community sponsors, but I think it starts at 7 and then goes till the movie starts at 8:30, but they're going to be showing The Little Rascals.
Oh, that's cool.
I know. Yeah. It's such a classic one. So, I don't know. We're excited for that. It's a free community event. Our downtown group is really trying to re-engage and get involved with the community by hosting these events. And then the proceeds from that event will actually go back into the downtown group's funds so they can do beautification downtown. Hopefully, eventually, we can get some different signage or, like, banners, like the flags down there.
Yeah.
And kind of bring it back to its historic roots and just make it to where it is a destination that people, not only Effingham community wants to go to, but that people from all over know us and come down and really go into our businesses, support our local businesses, eateries, and everything. So it's go out and attend and then just know that the proceeds are going to be put right back into the community.
Definitely love hearing about that. Mm-hmm. And it's a great event too. You got a nice movie night for the kids and the family. So you get there. I think you said it starts at 7. That's more for people to get their spot, get food if they want.
Yep, there'll be food down there and they'll be selling some concessions. I know Joe's Pizza. We'll have some pizza.
Yeah, they're right there. So
right there. But
right?
But they'll have a booth for so you don't even have to go into the restaurant. You can get it.
Cool.
At our spot down there. I know. We're excited for that one.
Yeah, that sounds like a real fun event. That's coming up. What day was that exactly?
Friday, June 20th.
20th. Okay.
Yes.
So that's near the end of the month. But third week. All right. Yeah,
and
that's
then,
coming up then. What else we got?
Yeah, wrapping up the month is Thursday, June 26th, is the Chamber Business After Hours, and that's at HSHS Medical Group, but it's for the podiatry.
I heard about that.
Office. Yeah,
they just opened that up, right?
Yeah, I believe so, and I think they may have a new doctor that is starting.
Right.
So I believe that's why they're...
I got a press release about that, so nice to hear about it. It's still
growing. Yeah, wasn't it like toe...
They had all kinds of information about it. Like, I didn't know about any of that.
I know. Yep, it's new. But, so it's Thursday, June 26th from 5 to 7 at HSHS Medical Group. I believe it's on the second floor. But we'll have signage there. But, yeah, come out there. They'll have drinks, some food, and then just being able to tour the facility cool. and, you know, meet the team there. That
See all the cutting-edge equipment they're going to use.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And
That's it.
Yeah, June's pretty light this time around. So
yeah, I think the only other thing we'd say is that, you know, just going into July would be save the date, Friday, July 18th for Effingham Jam Barbecue's 10th anniversary in downtown.
Love that. Yeah. Always good food. And you can smell it from a mile away, too.
Yes, I mean, we'll have good food. The Hometown Throwdown Competition. Thomas Mack is our headliner for that. So we're hoping it'll be a really fun event.
Yeah, that's coming up in July. But this is, enjoy the month.
Enjoy the month of June.
Yeah, it's supposed to be great weather here, at least for the next week or so.
Yes. Get outside.
Yeah.
Support your local businesses. And
there's always something going on around here.
Yes, always.